Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia. What's up, Vanessa?
Hey, Shalia. What's up?
I missed you. How's your weekend been?
I know. It's been all right, you know. It could have been better. It could have been worse. It's like, it's okay. How's your weekend? How's your break?
It's been great. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in so long. So all of you listeners out there, this is like a mini little reunion. We miss each other so much, but it's been great. Welcome to Night at Night, everybody. My name is Shalia.
What's
hey,
good?
Everyone.
Jordan.
And hey, everyone. My name is Vanessa.
And we are the Innovation Crew. Oh, my goodness. 2016 is in 2 days. Can y'all believe that? Basically,
yes,
one day.
Yes, I can.
I'm excited, but like, anxious at the same time. It's so weird, isn't it?
I am nervous. Like, I remember thinking, like, 2015 was never going to come.
Yes, and I mean college and everything. Like, woo! And can you guys believe, like, it's so much stuff has happened this year. I mean, you know, the most exciting thing that happened, right? We started the radio show Ignite at Night. That was the bomb. The best thing ever. Oh, Lord, you guys. So, as we all know, this year was not only a big recap in world events, but also in music, like, so we're going to count down the top songs that happened in music. So, since to make a major comeback was, as we all know, Miss Janet Jackson. After she made her comeback.
I thought
she
was going to say Adele.
No, but listen, I said the first person to make a comeback. See, everybody else, see, after the queen, mm-hmm. then everybody follows. The queen does it first and everybody follows. That's how
no.
So we had major, major, major comebacks. And, you know, Janet Jackson, queen did it. Then after the queen did it, everybody was like, oh, let me do it. Yes. Yeah, so.
No, definitely not.
Well,
and I think Adele made a bigger comeback, but.
Well, listen here, Janet Jackson did it first. Ray J said he did it first.
Girl, you lame.
Janet Jackson did it first.
Yeah.
Did come back first.
Shalia won't understand.
No.
She might have came back. Janet Jackson might have came back, but she didn't make a hit like Adele when she came back.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't leave a mark.
You know what?
She just came back with that one little thing.
When you're a queen, when you are a queen like Janet Jackson, she did. Y'all just don't know about it. And you know why? And I'm gonna tell y'all why.
Well,
like,
if she was a queen and she did such a good comeback, everybody would have known about it. So.
How many albums
did
Janet Jackson sold?
Yeah,
let's talk about
that. But you're talking about her comeback. Okay, but Shalia, here's what you're not understanding. You're talking about her comeback. Her comeback wasn't really a comeback.
It was
Adele. Adele's song,
Vanessa.
Like...
Be quiet. What I said was that the very first person, y'all know what first means. That means number one. The first person to make a comeback.
No, she was not. No.
She was the first big
artist
to make a comeback.
Not for all of 2015.
The first was Janet Jackson, then it was Justin Bieber, and then it was Adele. Those were the three music comebacks that most people cared about this year. And the first person to do it was Janet Jackson.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Girl, she's just getting my dang on nerves.
No.
Like, no.
She did. Shalia, just a Janet Jackson and Justin Bieber butt kisser. That's the only thing she is.
Right. But, I mean, Justin Bieber did have a good comeback. Like, his songs were lit. Like, they are lit. They're still, to this day, one of my favorites. Yes, they are. His songs.
I only hear two songs on the radio. So, what you talking about?
You don't even listen to the radio. So, what you talking about, Jordan? So, shut up.
All right. But I know his two popular songs. What are you talking about? The two popular songs he only got out is
Jordan.
What Do You Mean and Sorry. So, what y'all talking about? I'm gonna tell you one thing. The album of the year is Kendrick Lamar. I'll give you that. I mean, I'm not gonna argue with that.
Kendrick Lamar is dope, but we're talking about comebacks. Yeah. He really been. People who've been going for a while.
He didn't come back from anything.
He didn't really come back. He kept going. So that's the difference between when you come back and you keep going. And like I was saying to these peasants before they interrupted me, rooting the audience.
Little boy, you need to get yourself together.
You guys, I'm trying to play a song by Janet, and y'all just keep talking.
Go. Okay, play it.
I'm going to play it.
Bet nobody knows it. Right. Nobody knows it, though.
If it ain't old school, but I... I feel like our generation don't care about her new stuff. Like if somebody old comeback like from the '90s or something, and they do a song, I feel like our generation won't give a crap about it.
I mean, because they don't know too much about the artists. That's a shame because so many artists of today, they are heavily influenced by her, and they even copy some of her stuff, and they should. But for all of them, those of you.
What I'm saying is most people would say they try to emulate her, try to, you know, be like her because they're inspired by her music. But that don't mean nothing. Like, okay, I know that, but I'm saying.
Those of you who don't know about her, let me give y'all a little, just a very few sneak peek of her credentials. So she has sold over.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We understand.
Silly, She lives.
We understand, but we really don't care. It's 2019.
This is not a
Jasmine
show.
Come on now.
We did not just say that people know about her, and I'm trying to give them a little sneak peek. Hold over her.
We don't want to hear about it. We don't want to hear about it.
Right.
It's me and Vanessa want to hear about it. We'll make you think the audience
right.
want to hear about it.
Right.
If I could debut to her of all time, the highest grossing debut to of all time. Ain't nobody
That's
sure.
That's why I, okay, so Jordan, as we were saying, because clearly this girl is crazy because Janet Jackson is not even supposed to be talked about on this show right now. Like, where is she coming from? You always do this, try to bring her up in the middle of our conversation, like, let's
we understand on. We understand she got hit, but we don't need to talk about her new stuff now. It's over with.
Right. Don't nobody talk about her.
And you guys, I have a theory for that. Like, okay, me and my sister were just talking about this. Y'all remember when Tyrese was going on that big rampage about how pop stations don't play soul music unless it's by a white artist?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that little airing? And I totally believe that's true, because I would, if you think about it, Sam Smith and the Girl, and they actually make soul music, but if a black person sung it, it would not get played on the radio, and that is definitely true. Because if you're a white artist and you do soul music, just because you're white, they will play it, and that is a proven fact. But on the other hand, when black people try to do it, they don't play it, and that's what Tyrese is talking about. And
that's their fault. That's their fault.
That applies to Janet Jackson. Her song with R&B, they did not play it on the pop stations. You only heard it on, you know, one of the
That's their fault and her fans' fault, because they don't request it. They don't request it to play. So you can't get mad at
You can request song all you want. Do you know how many times we requested Tyrese songs and they still did not play it? And that was the reason were not going to play the black artist.
How many people requesting it? How many people requesting it on the song?
People,
it can't just be like one or two. It can't be one or two people.
You can do that all you want, Jordan, but we all know, and y'all can't say I'm not telling the truth. I know y'all know it's true. What's the difference between a song by Sam Smith and another soul singer who was saying soul music? The color of his skin, and that is the reason why it will not get played on pop stations. And it's a shame, but it's the truth.
No, if the song is not a hit, they're not going to play it on the radio. That's why Sam Smith is on the radio.
Tyrese had so many hits, but why did they not play one song? And I'm sure you hear a lot of songs
that are
not hits.
They did play it. They did play Sweet Lady and all that on the radio. So what are you talking about?
What do you mean? What are you talking about? I can barely hear him. What I'm saying, Jordan, if you're black, you're supposed to be down with the brown, down with the movement, Jordan.
No, it's not a race thing. It's not a race thing. You trying to make it like a race thing. It's not a race thing. No, it's
not. Yes, it is, Jordan. Yes, it is.
No,
it is definitely.
No. That's why our generation messed up right now, because black folks like y'all always think it's about a race thing. It's not about a race thing all the time.
They do kill the white people. They just kill black people more.
That's what I'm saying. So would you not consider that to be a race thing, or is it just out of random, like you said?
Not really a race. I think it's more based on stereotypes, because if a white cop sees a black teenager, they're automatically thinking gang-related, which is stereotyping.
But that's racist. That's still being racist. That's a race thing.
No.
That's what I'm trying to say.
No.
Yes, it is. How is it not a race thing, Jordan? If they kill, if the white cops, all these black people, and they're not getting indicted, like the case with Sandra Bland, they're not going to indict him. And why? Because she was black. But if it was a white person, I guarantee you it would be indicted. The only exception to this rule is O.J. Simpson. That is the only exception. Other than that, it is definitely a race thing. Totally.
No, see, I feel like people who think it's a race thing, that's the only thing going to stay in their mind for the rest of their life, so they ain't gonna live their life good enough, because they all going to think it's a race thing.
But that's not true. Okay, Jerry, I want you to do this. Since you so-called think you know what you're talking about, I want you to turn on a pop station, then I want you to name one black artist or whoever with a soul song. And just name one black artist with those songs that they play on the pop station. But I guarantee you, you will hear Adele and Sam Smith, and they do the same music. I want you to point out a black person with those songs they play on the pop station. And once you do that, then we can talk. But other than that, you can't. You can't do it. I listen to the pop station all day.
I can.
They play not one soul song except for Adele and Sam Smith. All these good soul songs that are on it. And that is the truth, Jordan.
No.
Now, yes, it is.
No. They play Rihanna on the pop station.
I slap you. I will.
They play Rihanna on the pop station. They play Rihanna on
the
pop station. What can I say?
But Rihanna does pop music. She don't do soul music. She don't do R&B. Rihanna doesn't do R&B. She does pop music.
Yes, she do. Yes, she do. What are you talking
about? She does pop music. Rihanna does more pop than R&B, and you know it.
No.
Okay, but I also think that it's based on the radio station that you're trying to get played. If you look at predominantly, let's say, African-American station, like in Georgia, we have 107.9. If you listen to that, you don't hear no pop music. You don't hear no Sam Smith and none of that stuff playing on there. You hear what they you hear the 2 Chainz. You hear all that other stuff that you want to hear. So I think it depends on the radio station. No, that's what I'm saying. There's
a
lot of Caucasian hip-hop artists that have music out and stuff, and
they
still don't win.
The white Iverson and stuff.
I don't
know. He's a rapper. What are you talking about?
I don't know, but...
They do, I'm telling you. Y'all, this is true. We don't spend all day on this topic, but...
Shalia. Shalia. Okay, so.
You ready to move on now? Because I am.
Yes, let's move on.
Okay, before I was rudely interrupted, I'm just going to finish this last one. So, you know, Janet Jackson has officially become a part of the Legendary Club with Bruce Springsteen. The club,
I thought we were moving on.
We are moving on. We're moving on.
No, we're still going backwards to Janet Jackson. Like, let's move on from that. Something else.
Janet Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, and Barbra Streisand, the only artists to have number one albums in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. No other artists have done that. So,
what artist in the 80s is out now? What artist in the 80s is out now? Please tell me.
Janet Jackson, Bruce Springsteen,
Barbra
Streisand. They all had double albums. I'm going to argue. Janet Jackson is a queen. If you don't agree, share her to your fan and you will see why she rules. Let's move on. So what today's segment was supposed to be about was a recap of 2015. So
but
many things
really
have happened.
Janet Jackson.
I mean, y'all made it that way.
No, we did
y'all
not.
So
no,
then.
That was all you.
No, because she was the first artist to make a comeback this year.
Me and Vanessa didn't bring Janet Jackson up. You the one who did that.
Right. You the one that keeps egging it on, too. Like, girl, don't nobody care. How many times did
we
say, let's stop talking about Janet Jackson? You still kept going.
I'm not talking about her. Why y'all making this about her? Listen to me. If y'all listen, we ain't got to argue. I clearly said artists who've made a musical comeback. You had Adele, Justin Bieber, Janet Jackson, all these people. Janet Jackson was the first artist to make a comeback. That's it. Next was Justin Bieber. Then it was Adele. Then whoever else.
No, I disagree. I disagree.
Well, I don't care what you can move on. So, Vanessa, since you did a new segment every day, what do you think is the craziest new story that came out 2015?
Well, I wouldn't say the craziest, but I have 5 of the most talked about or most controversial news stories that came out in 2015. So, the first one I have is about the Paris bombing, the whole controversy about them taking sides with Paris, but if it was anywhere else in the world, we would just brush it off our shoulders, you know? That whole controversy, that whole thing with Paris. Then, second, I have the ISIS shootings and the threats and the whole ISIS itself, crazy stuff. That was another one on my list. I have Donald Trump. Of course, you cannot have a list about anything involving 2015 without Donald Trump being on that list. He is literally psycho.
Year of Trump and Bieber, basically.
No. But anyway, and then I have Miss Universe, the whole controversy. I think that was just blown out of proportion for no reason. And last but definitely not least, Bill Cosby and his crazy self. And he got convicted, but he got a $1 million bail.
Yes, today he got that warrant for his arrest. Yes. I posted a picture.
I was like, you did?
Yeah, it's not funny, but it is. It was like a blurry picture.
Hilarious.
It's just, if you're seeing this, it's too late. It's mean, but it's when you're old, but that's a good night. Everybody, you guys go on my Instagram page. My name is Miss Leah Page, MSLIAPAIGE. Then you'll see the picture. It's so funny, but it's so mean. But yeah, so
that is hilarious.
We're gonna pray for Bill Cosby.
No, we don't need to pray for him. We need to pray for them girls because he is. What would possess him to do those things? Like, I just don't understand. Bill Cosby, you're supposed to be on the Cosby Show. You're supposed to be funny. You ain't supposed to be doing this crazy stuff.
I agree with that,
but we don't know. But we really don't. You kind of know, but it's like you almost don't know for sure. But then again, you don't want to deny if that really happened to somebody. But it's crazy.
I mean,
first
he
of all,
didn't deny it. Like, he never came out and was like, they're all lying, blah, blah, blah. He just kept quiet about the whole situation. So I'm just like.
I agree with you, Vanessa, but I also blame the females because they waited too long. They should have been said something.
I mean, Bill Cosby was really big. Maybe they didn't want to. I don't know. I think it's a hard process for any female. It doesn't matter the circumstances to talk about it. So I would understand if they needed some time, but it's also that he's a big part of the media, and he was big in society and all that other stuff, so maybe that kind of intimidated them. But once one person started speaking out, then I guess others got the courage to also speak out. But I think he did it, and I think he deserved to go to jail. He should have got zero bail. He should have spent the rest of his life in jail. He had a long and full life. He should be in jail now for doing all that.
And y'all know
stuff.
That's so weird. Like, me and my sister, when my sister came up with this, like, conspiracy, y'all know that before any of this happened, he actually wanted to purchase, like, a TV network. He wanted his own TV network. Then after him wanting to do that, then all of this came out. And just, it seemed like 1,000 ladies had came out and spoken about it. So it just seems really, really weird timing. And everybody's like,
yeah.
Okay, y'all know the Illuminati rumors and stuff. Like, okay, after he wants to do something big, then this comes up. So that's what they think. But I don't even know. Then he tried to countersue, like, what, one person? I think that kind of was like, okay, why you ain't countersuing everybody? So you must have did it to at least two of them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
But I don't know.
But I hate
you
speaking on
really...
stuff, especially if you're not there. I don't want to speak on anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to just speak to myself. I don't feel like turning to. Y'all know how K. Michelle was with everybody when they denied Memphis beat her up, and it came out to be true. So
yeah,
we just gonna keep quiet on this situation and
but
pray.
I never denied that because I always believed in K. Michelle. I love her, and I believe that man is a dog and a dirty little, you know what? Because men, you can't.
Yeah. And I don't believe he did. I really don't believe he, yeah, like I'm saying, like when you think about somebody like that and how she was crying, I don't feel like somebody would just say something like that. You know what I mean? But on the
that
flip
must
side.
That must want me for,
What?
That must wasn't me meant for me to hear, because I don't hear Vanessa no more.
I don't either.
Yeah. Really?
Vanessa, yeah, you have to stop for a minute.
Oh. My bad. Ooh,
that was Illuminati. Let me quit.
All right.
Jesus protect us. The blood of Jesus will protect us.
All right.
Awesome. So, guys, what are some of your, what about on the show? Now, my favorite moment on the show, I will say, was when we interviewed Trevor Jackson and when Rashawn was on the show.
Yes,
my two favorite.
Clint, you already know that was my favorite. Like, oh, God.
Jordan missed out on the iconic event, but definitely you guys.
What iconic? What iconic?
We have some more great guests. They're going to be on the show next year, so don't fret about that.
Yeah,
also,
I'm excited to see what's to come.
Yeah, the show is going to be late next semester. I have some new new things planned for the show. It's just going to be a great show and a great time. My phone won't be going in and out. Y'all going to hear every word I say. I got some headphones today. I'm not using them now, but I'm going to get them and use them so we can do it. But, yeah, so this year has been crazy. The Warriors had an extraordinary year, and I'm so happy I did not jump on the bandwagon. It's so good when you've been a fan. I'm pushing. I love it. I love it.
You're coming back again with the same stuff. Like, let it go.
I can honestly say I was a fan of the Warriors before they got
there. I loved OKC
and the Warriors. And I always said they were my two. And the reason was because they were very young. They're young teams, and they love God. Like, they're very on Christian faith. So that's why they've always been my two favorite. And look how God has blessed them. What?
Julia,
go.
I thought I was supposed to have sports. If you want to take my time, I'll let you go ahead and have it. Go ahead. You can have my news about sports. I had news about sports. I don't live in the past. I live in the future.
I don't know what he's talking about. We're doing a recap of our favorite moments, Jordan. So what's your favorite moment in sports, then? What's your favorite moment, your iconic moment?
I don't have an iconic moment. I just want to speak about what's going on in sports now. We're not living in the past. We're living right now.
Sit down.
Can I say it? Anyway.
Go ahead, Jordan.
You ain't talking.
Clay Anthony from the Knicks. He was robbed. And he got shot in the knee.
Really? What are you doing?
He was robbed. Well, who? Do they know what's more information?
He was shot in the knee.
So he was shot in the knee and robbed.
Yep.
Who was it?
Do you know
didn't get
who
the
shot him in the knee?
No, I don't think they know who shot him in the knee.
What player was it? I didn't get the name of the player.
Clay Anthony. He played for the Knicks.
You said Carmelo Anthony?
No, I said Clay Anthony.
Oh, I thought you said Carmelo Anthony. Ooh. Oh, okay. Clay Anthony. Well, let's keep him in our prayers.
Right.
I tell you guys, let's pray for Ambria and her family. One of her family members just died, so let's keep them in prayer. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Do y'all have any more favorite moments from the year? I will say this. You know, DECA, even though it was bad, DECA still has some good. But next year, DECA will be fresh with Mr. Randall. Yes.
Yeah. I'm excited
also,
for that, too.
Also, I got accepted to Georgia State. Panthers. So y'all gonna hear me on their radio station. Their radio station, 100,000 watts. Girl, I bet you I'm gonna be heard in five states.
Girl.
Ignite at night will be moving up. That's what only me and Ambria will be able to do it, because you have to be, unless y'all call in, we'll have to see how that'll work. I'm definitely ready.
So Ambria is going to Georgia State, too?
Yep. Me, Ambria, and Fatima, the three amigos, at it again.
So you guys all got accepted there already?
Well, Ambria didn't, but I'm sure she is. Her scores are good. But me and Paul, because we did early decision and she didn't do it. So. I bet Jordan is my all this college talk. And I'm just
going to.
I don't care for college.
Oh, you're tired of learning. Well, you're still learning in the military, but I guess.
It's not gonna benefit me. College is not going to benefit me.
Yes, it is.
And the things I want to do.
Yes, it will. Okay, what do you want to do, Jordan?
You want to go to the military.
Hopefully. Yeah, but I want to do acting. Hopefully, I can put some music out in 2016 if I can find me a studio.
Ooh, you lit.
But one thing about college,
Jordan?
I will say, because you guys know my junior year, I didn't think about going to college until like the end of my junior year. It gives you connections, and I think that's one thing because you
that
even know
true.
The Georgia Film Academy they have out here, you have to be like, I think you have to be a college student to be in the program. And even, y'all know Standing Tatum Team Oscar, he like gives some film college students a chance to go to the Oscars and stuff. So some stuff,
really?
I think you're, yeah. And I'm definitely going to apply for it because now I'm in college. I tried to be slicky during the 11th grade. They're like, what college you attend? I was just, of course they found out, but I said, I'm going to give it a shot. So, yeah,
yeah.
I'm definitely excited about that. I pray I'll get it.
But, yeah, you'll be in college by the, what you said, fall or the spring?
I'll start in the summer. I'm going to have a lot of internships. Let me keep it so busy. It's time, full time for career. Career, career, career. That's all I'm thinking about. Ignite at Night is going to the next level. Y'all know Ignite at Night is going to be very big worldwide, right? Y'all just don't know yet. This is going to be the best.
I know. I got you. I got you.
And we're going to talk more about that in a minute. So we're going to talk about our New Year's resolution after this thing. We all have it, but are we going to keep it, you know, through with it? That's the hard part. But here is another throwback song. Of course, y'all know 2015 was like the year of Bieber. I think it was the year of Bieber. He was everywhere. Adele was too, but I think Justin Bieber, it meant a little more just because of all the stuff y'all know he was going through. He really came back, you know, to his senses and found again. So,
what is Bieber?
We're not going to listen to Jordan, so he's going to talk about
Bieber.
He's
going to make me hang up. He's going to make me hang up.
What are you talking about? Okay, I'm not going to play a song off his album. Here's a throwback song. Here is Change Me, one of my favorite songs.
I don't want to hear him at all.
He's underrated. Oh, my gosh, Jordan. Shut. Oh, my gosh. Here's Change Me.
I'm ready. You're ready now. Ooh, I'm ever gonna be. If you're with it, then I'm with it now. To accept all the responsibility, I go out of my way to live by the words that you say. I don't wanna be the same. Maybe you could change. Fire. If I'm screaming, talk quieter. Understanding and patience. Feel the pain that I'm facing. Be like serenity. Help reposition my mind. Make a chance, make a difference. Maybe you could change me. Maybe you could change me. Maybe you could change me. Maybe
topic, and she's called in, and she wants to give her little two cents on the whole discussion. So, y'all, we're going to have to run this another episode because people, you know, they lit. It's hype. They hype about this. So, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is T. Marie.
T. Marie, where you calling from?
ATL, Georgia.
All right. So, what are your opinions about this topic?
I mean, I really do think white artists have the upper hand for some apparent reason. A black artist can record the same song as a white artist, and the white artist is going to get played on the hip-hop stations as well as the pop stations. Let it be Tyrese. If Ledisi were to sing Hello, you wouldn't hear it on, like I said, the pop stations. And I don't know. That's just the harsh reality right now.
And I totally agree with you, T. Marie. Thank you so much.
I disagree. I disagree. Cause when you hear Sam Smith on a hip hop station, his songs do like a remix with, like with Mary J. Blige. That's the only reason why he got played on there.
Yeah,
no. The only reason why they play him all the time, like he is widely known. He gets played on both stations, hip hop and R&B stations. But I do see a lack of African American R&B singers on the hip hop and pop stage. Well, on the pop stations, because I listen to it all the time myself. But I can't say they only play Caucasian. They do a little bit of mix, but it's mostly Caucasian.
Oh no, I mean they do. But if they do, it's more so, I would say hip-hop. But when it comes to, like, soulful songs,
yeah,
like the Sam Smith and the Adele, they're not playing that on the pop stations unless they're white.
That's true.
Well, thank you so much, Kimmy Ray from Atlanta. Yes. Yeah. See, guys, I'm telling you, I'm not the only person. Maybe we need to have, like, a discussion and have more people call in. Maybe somebody will actually agree with you both, but the more likely they're not.
Wait, I have a question for you, Celia.
What?
You saying that maybe that's your radio station y'all don't hear that on. You don't know about California or New York or somewhere else. You don't know what they play on their radio station.
We're going to have to finish this another episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And y'all want to do a show tomorrow, actually New Year's, like earlier, maybe? Yeah, let's do a New Year's Eve show tomorrow. And finish this little topic off because they're going to cut us on. So thank you so much for tuning in. We had a great time, guys, and we will see you again tomorrow at 6:30. Little party over.